preseason is phase two, training camp's phase one. Phase two for a hockey game like that, these both these games, rookie games, have actually been pretty decent quality. Would you not agree?
Yeah, I agree. I think there's good talent on both teams. It shows the organizational depth that both teams have right now. And, you know, it's a PA Saskatoon rivalry, so there's already some bad blood. And, yeah, it's good to see the our guys on our side buying into Blades hockey. And it's, I think it's really clear now that guys are starting to separate themselves here and really showing who belongs and, you know, who maybe needs another year of seasoning.
But it still looks to me like you've got some interesting decisions, not necessarily decisions that you may have to make yourself, but you'll have some influence in for some of the last forward positions and certainly for goaltending, because your goaltenders tonight both stood on their heads.
Well, yeah, I mean, we'll start off with the goalies. You don't win a hockey game giving up 49 shots without your goaltenders both playing amazing. And so I thought both Riley and Tay played outstanding tonight. They gave us a chance to win, both of them. So credit goes tonight, definitely goes to the goaltenders. And then, yeah, the decisions, you know, it's going to be tricky and they're going to be really difficult. And we got to watch, kind of see how things play out here throughout the rest of the four exhibition games. But that's what you want. You want to have tough decisions. You want to have, you know, guys pushing themselves. You want to make sure it just bodes well for the organization. It bodes well for the upcoming season if there's that type of competition for spots.
Okay, I'm going to ask about a few individuals and get your thoughts on them tonight and what you've shown you through training camp so far. And I'm going to start with Dustin Wilhoft, who had scored a goal in the shootout and had a goal during the game itself. I mean, what's he brought and what's he shown so far?
Yeah, I thought, you know, Dustin had an okay training camp. I know he's getting used to, you know, playing over here in North America, getting used to his teammates, getting used to the team, everything that goes to the part of being a Blade and being in North America playing hockey. But he showed really well tonight. I thought that he was one of our, you know, better forwards. And, you know, he's obviously really fast, very smart. He make beautiful plays, and he competes for a smaller guy. He sure is hard to knock off the puck. So I thought he showed really well tonight in a difficult building.
And Ben Botel is really trying to show that he belongs here.
Yeah, I mean, another guy, right, who's, you know, not the biggest body, but he has grown since his draft year, and he's a highly skilled forward. He has a lot of speed. Him and Dustin are very similar in the way that they see the ice, the way that they compete. And so they obviously had some chemistry tonight on a line together. Both racked up a couple points and really were, you know, a big factor in us winning the hockey game as well.
Jack Lavallee, outside of what ended up becoming a penalty shot chance for them to win near the end of the overtime, but I thought he was pretty solid for you back on the blue line.
Yeah, I mean, he's not called Simple Jack, or he's called Simple Jack for a reason. He keeps things very, very simple. He skates really well. He's a big guy. He's a guy that you don't want to play against as a forward on the opposition, not because he's big and mean, but just because he's big and he skates well. He has a good stick. He takes pride in the way he defends, and he likes to keep things extremely simple, which I think is exactly what we need right now on our back end, especially for a young guy. He's extremely smart and a great kid. So I thought he showed really well tonight. Obviously, he had the goal, which is, you know, maybe a little bit out of character for him. Not saying he won't put the pucks in the back of the net, but it was a nice cherry on the top for him to get that goal to get us started.
This might be more of a question for Colin and Hilty and Dan Tenser, but with regards to the three guys who are going to be heading off to NHL camps next week, do you see them maybe getting a chance to play this weekend against Prince Albert, or do you save them and say, wait until they come back?
Yeah, that'll be to be determined. Yeah. I think, you know, in conversation with the players, you know, they're returning guys. If they want to get their feet wet, they want to play some games, and discussions with management as well. So I would say it's to be determined. I wouldn't be surprised if we saw them. I also wouldn't be surprised if we didn't. So right now, I think it's still up in the air.
How much systems work have you done since the end of training camp?
Zero. we've done a little bit in the room. We call them chalk talks, just up at the board with the marker, just kind of giving them a little bit of structure so that when they're out there, they're on the same page. They know D-zone coverage together, forecheck, power play a little bit, penalty kill a little bit. But it actually isn't typically stuff that we do. We've kind of just tried to go off the board, give each coach an area to kind of, you know, teach the team. And then we actually will get into some stuff tomorrow at practice. So that'll be day one of that. There's still a lot of players around that you know, may not need to know the systems in terms of what we're looking for during the season. So we've been patient with that, but I'm definitely eager to get started and get systems into place here.